This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. To all of those truckers out there, the men and women behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers, thanks for the great job that you're doing. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. Don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch. .com. The Captain's America Third Watch.com is our website. And joining us for hour number two of the program, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. And guess what, Kyle? They're still out on the porch.
That's right. It's the weekend.
It's Friday night. They get an extra hour to booze it up. And they're still celebrating the Lightning victory, 6-3, over the Montreal Canadiens. And I, like I said before, and I don't want to see anybody throw a game. That's not what I'm asking, but I would love to see them have the opportunity to win the trophy here at home in Tampa, because that would be astounding again. Because this town went nuts when they won it last year. Went nuts. We had, because the Lightning, of course, wear blue uniforms, and lightning is like a flash in the dark. We had all kinds of flashing going off and fireworks in the air, you name it, when they won the Stanley Cup. So who knows?
Wow.
But anyway, are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words once again, under God. Now, Kyle, I talked to you in the break about Joy Reid again sticking her foot in her mouth, but she doesn't care. Now, what do you hear this one? She says there is no evidence of a spike in crime anywhere.
Well, I don't know what planet Joy Reid is living on. I mean, it seems to be pretty indisputable that crime has gone way up, pretty much no matter where you are. In any part of the country, some parts of the country seem to be more than others. But the general consensus is with the defunding of the police, and also, Captain, record amounts of police simply retiring because of the demonization of police, because of so many politicians and political actors saying things like, we've got to take away any liability shields and things like that. They've made it virtually impossible for police to do their jobs. So, yes, of course, the criminals have taken a holiday, as it were, about this.
Yeah. And I'm not expecting really anything else out of the deal. Now, we talked a little bit about Kamala Harris last hour. I'm going to expound on it right now. Some Democrats are extremely concerned Vice President Kamala Harris' border stumbles and political tone deafness and her little cackling every time she gets in trouble could be disastrous for her in 2024 should she choose to run for president. Now, one liberal operative told the news outlet, Axios, that most Democrats are thinking, oh, she's maybe she shouldn't be the heir apparent. And some current senior administration officials think Harris wouldn't be able to defeat a Republican nominee, including former President Donald Trump. And there's no doubt in my mind she'd lose to him.
Well, I think you're absolutely right about that. And the stumbles that Vice President Harris has made in so many ways have been unforced errors. Obviously, I think the Biden administration high-ups themselves are incredibly concerned how Harris is presenting herself and her and all those around her, as part of the Vice President's office, how they're presenting themselves as backup for the president. In other words, it tarnishes everything about the administration at that point in terms of being unified in messaging, being effective, and this kind of thing. And Kamala Harris's combativeness with some of these reporters, it just shows that there's something going on there that she's not able to simply step in and be confident. And I think, as well, a big indicator is that she's not going to go to the Olympics to represent the United States of America. That's going to fall to Dr. Jill to do that.
Wonderful. By the way, nearly a third of all Americans think public health officials are lying about the safety of the vaccines. Nearly a third of all Americans believe officials have been lying to them. And about two-thirds of those say that they don't intend to get vaccinated against her coronavirus, which blows all that stuff up in the water right in their own faces.
Oh, and, well, it,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I was going to say the military came out and announced that they are going to make mandatory, and I'm going to be doing that in my military segment in hour number three, bottom of the hour. The military's come out and said that they are going to make mandatory the COVID vaccination starting in the fall.
Yes, very interesting. And, of course, that's a sort of a different animal, as it were, than in the military. That's it. When the decision comes down, that's the way that it's going to be.
You have two choices. You have two choices in the military, slim and none.
Right. You're right about that.
All right. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. And it's all about Donald Trump coming to Sarasota today. I'll get into a little bit of that when we come back. Don't go nowhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it, and thank you very much, Frank Salvato. You hear him on Mondays and Fridays on the program, my longest-running guest, second only to Kyle Warren, who we're talking to right now. And, oh, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by the folks at MyPillow. All you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, take a look at all the things they have to offer over there, and you can get tremendous discounts by using the promo code CAPTAIN. So you got to remember, the promo code CAPTAIN. Order what you want, use that promo code, and you will save a boatload of money. Now, you can call them up, too, and order at 800-641-5459 or ask them any questions you have. That's 800-641-5459 to call them up at MyPillow.com. But the key thing is they've got their pillows right now at the lowest price ever. You'll save $40 on the MyPillow premium pillow. You're going to love it. You're going to love, love, love it. I'm telling you right now, you're going to love it. Best pillow I have ever slept on. And the promo code to save that money, CAPTAIN. So check them out. Get it done. And you'll be glad you did. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I need to tell people and let them understand that the rally down in Sarasota, I'm going to be broadcasting live cut-ins. Now, I'm going to be doing it on our Sarasota affiliate, AM 930, The Answer, which is one of our sister stations out of Salem Media Group here in Tampa. I will not be broadcasting those reports on 860 because Sarasota is where the event is. So we're going to be on a Sarasota station. Makes sense, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Tuned to AM 930.
Yep, and 93.7 down there. Once you get over the bridge, you'll be able to hear it. And I'll be you'll hear it twice an hour, and you might hear it even a little bit more frequently than that. Plus, I'll be doing some call-ins to SRN News as things progress because they want to have me out there. And I've got a couple of our Salem radio affiliates that have asked me if I would also make comments to them around the country, but they're not local. But anyway, this all starts at 2 p.m. this afternoon, Sarasota County Fairgrounds, Fruitvale Road at Tuttle on Ringling Boulevard, Robarts Arena. Now, you get off at Fruitvale Road if you're coming north or south on I-75, and you go west about 3 miles, and on the left-hand side, bingo, there it is, the Sarasota County Fairgrounds and Robarts Arena. If you're coming down 41 or 301, you'll get down to Fruitvale Road, make a left-hand turn, take it across about 3 miles, and on the right-hand side, there'll be Robarts Arena right on the corner with Tuttle. Now, the event starts at 2 p.m. when the doors will open. Music, exhibits, merchandise, and food all start then. And the first speakers will hit the stage around 3 p.m., and they'll talk to begin with till about 5 p.m., and then they'll restart around 6 or 6:30 because the big man, Donald Trump, hits the stage around 8 p.m. Now, there'll be thousands of people inside and outside of Robarts Arena, perhaps one of the biggest crowds yet to see anything at Sarasota at the fairgrounds, so you need to get there early. And there's hundreds of members of the mainstream media that are going to be in attendance, including myself, along with many podcasters and members of the new media that'll be there as well. And I'm looking forward to seeing you. Come on out. Say howdy, howdy. When you see me, I'll have the Make America Great hat on with the American flag on the brill. And I'll also have my teal green Miami Dolphin colored shirt that says AM 930 The Answer and FM 93.7 on with my World Trade Center pin. That's the way I'll be attired today so I can be seen. I've done that on purpose. So, Kyle, you won't be there because you're in an undisclosed location hiding on the strip in Las Vegas, right?
That's right, Captain. But you know, what's so significant about this kind of Trump appearance, this kind of rally, is that once again there's electricity about this kind of thing, and it's in such contrast to President Biden. It would be very difficult for him to get anything like this together. And because you've got people out there who realize, you know, what the Biden administration is all about, they are wanting to again express themselves in the sense that, look, Trumpism was working. Jobs were plentiful. People were succeeding. They were persevering. Our country was energy independent. Our foes knew exactly where the United States stood on different issues. And I don't think you'd have a Putin or a Xi trying to pull what they're trying to pull these days. And so again, people are realizing that there's substance here. Something else is going on that totally, you know, eclipses what the Biden administration is all about.
Now, some news yesterday, which is kind of interesting, the Attorney General Garland imposed the federal execution moratorium, which has pretty much been done that way for about the last 17 years as the courts have battled over the legality of the lethal injection protocols, which were resumed back in 2019 by then Attorney General William Barr. And this new Attorney General, Merrick Garland, has issued a pause on the federal executions.
Well, right. Evidently, to also ostensibly go over the Trump any policy changes during the Trump administration. So, sort of here we go again. It's another way of going back over anything Trump and trying to use that perhaps as a springboard for making some other perhaps radical changes that the Democrat Party elite have been wanting for a very long time.
Right. And the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development announced that 130 countries have agreed to a framework developing a 15% minimum corporate tax rate on every corporation that's out there and on everything that they sell, 15% tax rate.
Well, that's right. Yeah, that's what they call the global minimum tax.
Yep.
And this is something that they were talking about with Biden meeting with the other G7 members recently. So, yeah, this is a big development. Yeah.
Now, Joe Biden also stepped to the plate yesterday, and I'm going to play what he had to say here. Here we go. Let's see here. Let's get this queued up. Here we go.
Calling it a good day, the president welcomed news of 850,000 jobs added in June, and he made the case that his economic policies are making it easier for workers to find higher-paying jobs.
Instead of workers competing with each other for jobs that are scarce, employers are competing with each other to attract workers.
Despite the job market's steady gains, unemployment remains well above the 3.5% rate before the pandemic struck. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Now, we should point something out here. The unemployment rate went up yesterday to 5.9%. Did you know that?
Right, yes.
Okay, so it went up. We had a whole bunch of people take jobs, but why did they do that, Kyle?
Well, in many cases, I think it's because that extra $300 a week was terminated at that point.
Thank you. In the majority of cases, that's why they did it. They lost their $300 a week, their little cushion to sit on their butts in their houses and do nothing. And until that actually happened, they weren't going to go find a job. Well, then now they have. Maybe they've gone back to their old jobs. Maybe they haven't. Maybe they've done something new. That's fine. In some cases, they're getting paid more because the employers had to offer more money to get the people to come back to work. We all know that.
Well, exactly right. And I think a lot of places are still having staffing issues. In fact, some restaurants, at least as I can tell in the Southern California area, are having trouble getting enough people to come to work, and they can't be at full capacity until they do.
But my question is, what did Joe Biden have to do with any of that?
Well, not really anything.
Nothing. Nothing.
They have to spend it a certain way.
Nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, they spun it all right, but unless you're a damn fool and you're stupid and don't pay attention, you're not going to buy it because it's just not true.
Right, exactly. But at this point, with so much of the negative things that have been happening with the Biden administration, they're willing to take whatever they can get on that one.
Yeah, and let's not forget what the 4th of July actually is. What's the name of the holiday?
It's Independence Day.
That's right, and it's Independence Day because what did we do on that day many years ago?
Well, declared independence from King George and British rule.
And we had something called the Declaration of Independence that came out.
That's right.
Yep. And I'll bet you half the people in the room couldn't even say it.
Well, yeah, but if we asked President Biden about that, he would simply say, you know, the thing. So I guess that's...
You know, the thing that we do. Yeah, that thing. That thing. But yeah. By the way, there was a song by that name of some movie the kids did a few years ago.
Yeah, that thing you do. That's right. That thing you do. And exactly right. And the Declaration is really one of the grandest documents, obviously, in all of history. And it would do everybody well to review it one more time. And that is the thing.
Well, you're right. And when we come back, I'm going to read the Declaration of Independence for the ones that forgot about it. After we do a Ron Edwards notebook with our buddy Ron Edwards, who's going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain Matt Bruce on America's Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rescuers continue to look through the pile of rubble in Surfside, Florida, at the site of last week's collapse of a high-rise condo. 22 people are now confirmed dead. 22 are still missing. That number has been revised after duplicate names were removed and a few of the missing turned up safe.
We are truly experiencing an unprecedented disaster, and the extraordinary men and women of Miami-Dade and our federal and state partners continue their mission and the search and rescue no matter what is thrown our way.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava. The search efforts could be hampered by Elsa, the Category 1 hurricane.
There is a risk of storm surge, wind, and rainfall impacts in both the Keys and portions of the Florida Peninsula early next week.
That's Dennis Felkin with the National Hurricane Center in Miami. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder. And who knows, if he throws his hat in the ring, he might be the next governor of California. He's considering it. Don't know if that's going to happen or not. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor and good old Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. Now, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan that I take every day. And I take it in the morning, and I take it again in the nighttime, just before I start my radio show, because it's got these natural ingredients in it that work for me. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that helps the body's natural response to inflammation and will lower or eliminate pain that you're having with whatever problems you've got at the moment by going right to the source of the pain. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regulation of key enzymes and proteins. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Comes in convenient individual packets and supports healthy joints and muscles and the healing process, too. It costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start to get things going. $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain is the website to go to get Relief Factor and to get relief. And there's nothing like being out of pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right. Yep.
All right, here we go. The Declaration of Independence. Let's see if anybody remembers this. And I'm going to read part of this, and Kyle's going to read part of this. I'm going to start.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that amongst these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Go ahead, Kyle.
It continues that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness.
Now think about this for a second, folks, because our Declaration of Independence inspired many similar documents in other countries around the globe, the first being the 1789 Declaration of the United Belgian States, which was issued during the Brabant Revolution in the Austrian Netherlands. Now, it also served as a primary model for numerous declarations of independence in Europe and Latin America, as well as Africa, Liberia, for example, and Oceania, New Zealand, during the first half of the 19th century. That's the significance and the importance that our Declaration of Independence played around the world.
Absolutely. No, I'm so glad that that you're talking about this, Captain, because, yes, I mean, just looking back and seeing the impact that it had, not only here in what was then to become the United States of America, ultimately, but the effect that it had around the world. Really something. And people like Thomas Jefferson just ahead of their time, really.
Well, again, this argument that's out there when they came up with Juneteenth, which was the new federal holiday marking the emancipation of slaves in America, also known as Jubilee Day, that was the other name, based on the biblical year of the Jubilee, which also liberated slaves. And the debate that started with that as to whether Juneteenth is intended to or should replace July 4th can never happen because July 4th is Independence Day. Independence Day. It's the day that we celebrate our independence from the British, when we became a country, when we became the country that everyone wanted to be a part of. And I think we have someone who wants to join in the conversation. Is this Elliot in Wesley Chapel?
Yes, it is, Captain. Good morning. Good morning to Kyle from California. Captain, if you can give me 60 seconds, I'd like to pitch something to the American people. America, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris know how dire things are at the border. This is Michelle and Barack Obama 101 plan to steer as many illegals towards the Democrats. We need conservative media such as Fox News, Newsmax, grab extensive footage from the BBC, take footage and post them on interstate billboards. It's summertime, folks. Everybody's going to see it on the interstate. With the help from donations of around America. The best way to deal with what's happening at the border is to take it to the American people is to purchase interstate billboards. Those images will hit every American passing by. Saturate billboards all over America. Speak about how the Biden administration has allowed illegals from 150 countries to come in to our domain. This will take off like a rocket. Thanks, Captain.
All right, thanks, Elliot. What do you think, Kyle?
Yeah, very interesting proposal, yeah.
Well, yeah, and certainly has a lot of merit, and it's a lot cheaper than running ads on TV.
Yeah, very true. But I think ultimately, I think so many people are aware. But, you know, here's the other thing, though, too, Captain. Some have tuned out of the news as a result of the end of the Trump administration.
Yeah.
Not that they were Trump supporters, per se, but that the news cycle itself isn't quite what it was under Donald Trump, at least at the presidential level.
Now, I can't wait to run into the mainstream media tonight and some of those clowns that you see sitting in the press room with Jen Psaki. I'm hoping I run into Jim Acosta again.
That's right, again.
Yeah.
You remember what happened last time.
I do. I blocked his passage. He couldn't get by me. He had to listen to what I said.
That's right.
Yep. I said, hey, welcome to Tampa, Jim. How do you like my friends? Because he was being harassed by those terrible people that were going to damage him, going to hurt him, they're going to do something. They weren't doing anything of the sort. He was taking them on. It was the Tampa Bay Trump Club.
Right.
Jeez, jeez. All right. Well, you know, Hunter's laptop images are calling into question his dad's denial of any type of hand in the son's business deals, with pictures of him showing up with people that Hunter was doing business with, making all that shady money.
Well, exactly right. And other evidence on this, we understand, is, you know, Joe Biden actually inviting some of Hunter Biden's foreign associates to meetings for breakfast at the vice president's residence, basically, and all these other kinds of things where Joe Biden has unequivocally said in the past he didn't talk to Hunter about his business dealings, didn't have any idea of what was going on. And a lot of that is just getting blown away by this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and by the way, I heard that, what's his face, the guy, the sexual deviant that killed himself in jail, I heard that Epstein, I heard his island was sold. Now, he wanted $27.4 million for his little secretive island.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much he got, but some very wealthy person bought the island.
Oh, very interesting. Very mm-hmm. interesting. Well, again, I think we've only got the tip of the iceberg on a lot of that stuff, unfortunately. Yeah.
And moving along, Judge Gorsuch has slammed a Minnesota county for violating the religious beliefs of the Amish over a septic system dispute in Minnesota.
That's right. And this is very, very interesting stuff, because evidently this has to do with the with what they call gray water that the Amish would produce from bathing, washing, this kind of thing, and that it was not being put into the sewer or septic system. Now, evidently the Amish, from what we understand, use outhouses for the most part.
So, that's right.
So the sewage aspect of it is not really relevant. But this gray water, they were trying to impose upon them the idea they had to put in these expensive septic systems, and would not allow them to use other forms of filtration and so forth to get rid of this wastewater on their farms. And Gorsuch and the Supreme Court is finding that this was an undue burden against their seriously held religious beliefs, basically.
Well, of course, what they were doing wasn't bothering anybody.
Well, exactly right. It was just another way of exerting some real control over people that maybe you disagreed with, or the state didn't like what they were doing. But as you said, wasn't hurting anybody, part of their tradition. And also because these kinds of accommodations were made evidently in other states for similar reasons.
Yeah, and the mainstream media is absolutely melting down over the Supreme Court decision on the Arizona voting restrictions, and the Dems now want to pack the court again. That's all we heard after the Supreme Court decision came down about Arizona, which will affect your state and some others when it comes to voting rights. How about that? All right, hold that idea there, Kyle. We're coming back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It is the weekend edition, and I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All of that.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Okay. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Donna. Donna, and hello to their driver, Danny, who's coming on down here with the Trump Save America bus, all wrapped in a flag.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up, and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead of it, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes open wide. I just passed up Jimmy and a wine. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. have a lot of women, but I'm not a like a sober guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Yeah, 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight. That's an oldie but goodie there, Kyle.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I like that one very much.
Yep. Okay, let me read this and then turn it over to you to tell what's going on out west. Hot temperatures, folks, will be the common thoroughplace out through the holiday weekend from the northwest to the Great Basin to the upper Midwest, where excessive heat warnings and heat advisories will persist. In the meantime, coming at us from the south, down the slot in the Caribbean, is Hurricane Elsa. It will move through the Caribbean Sea on Saturday and approach the southern coast of Hispaniola. Now, there's nobody that knows what's going to happen, if this thing's going to go over land, the mountains, whatever it's going to do. But this is there is an increasing risk of storm surge, wind, and rainfall impacts beginning Monday in the Florida Keys and the peninsula of Florida. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we're continuing to see some flash flood watches in southern New Mexico this weekend, and hopefully we're going to see that start to dissipate a little bit as we get through the weekend, but showers and thunderstorms, heavy rainfall at times are still possible in the areas there in southern New Mexico, Roswell, Alamogordo, as well. Also east of I-25 as well, you're going to be able to be seeing these conditions, so be careful if you're traveling through there. Fire weather watch near Reno, Carson City up on I-80, and of course we continue to see excessive heat warnings in the Pacific Northwest, but again, the good news is those could be dissipating as well as we get through the weekend. Also, eastern Montana, excessive heat warning tonight as well, but again, this area of high pressure, which has been responsible, of course, for the heat dome, many deaths across Canada as well, and some welcome relief hopefully will be in sight soon.
Right. Now, let me just tell you that except for Texas, where I told you about Odessa to Big Springs over to, now it's headed a little bit further east, but along I-20, we've got a bunch of thunderstorms right now and some flood watches and warnings in that area, Abilene as well. So be advised, it is coming in your general direction, but it's been there hanging around there for a couple hours right now. Okay, I got to read you the system here on the hurricane, because hurricane conditions and dangerous storm surge are expected within the hurricane warning areas in Haiti and the Dominican Republic beginning Saturday, and in Jamaica beginning Sunday. Now, the outer rain bands from Elsa will impact Puerto Rico by late tonight, with widespread heavy rain moving into southern Hispaniola and Jamaica Saturday into Sunday. Isolated to scattered flash flooding and mudslides are possible through early next week. Heavy rain is expected to impact the Cayman Islands and Cuba, resulting in significant flooding with mudslides possible in Cuba. Now, moving along, hurricane conditions and dangerous storm surge are possible for portions of eastern Cuba beginning early Sunday, where a hurricane watch is currently in effect. Now, this is an increasing there will be an increasing risk of wind, also storm surge, and rainfall impacts will depend on where this storm comes ashore. There could be as much as 15 inches of rain in this for Cuba Sunday and Monday. Now, Florida, there is an increasing risk of storm surge, wind, and rainfall impacts beginning Monday in the Florida Keys and spreading northward along the Florida Peninsula through Tuesday. However, the forecast uncertainty remains larger than usual due to Elsa's potential interaction with the islands of Hispaniola and the mountains there, and Cuba and the mountains there this weekend. Now, the other thing is, interests throughout Florida should monitor Elsa's progress and updates to the forecasts. And I can't emphasize that enough, Kyle, to the folks, that if you're not prepared right now, today, then don't think you're going to go rush into the store on Sunday and get the things you need. You need to do it now. I told everybody yesterday they need to do it then. Today is it. Get whatever you need in terms of what's going to happen if the power goes out. And they always tell you to have 3 to 7 days worth of water and non-perishable items in the house.
That's exactly right. Yes, heed the warnings now because the storm itself, you know, could even be slowed by some of these impacts with land in Cuba and so forth. And that could mean a lot more rain than you even think could be possible on this.
All righty, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Just stop on in there, tell them the captain sent you, get your free cup of coffee, and join the Truckers Club. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
See you Monday and have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him joining to the phone right now to bring in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Is Kamala cackling today?
She's probably still in bed.
Well, you know where I'm going with this, don't you?
Of course.
Her cackling is costing her some favor in the Democratic Party, many of whom are going, hey, Joe, we might want to think about something different because they're already talking about having her as a candidate, if you will, in 2024, like as if Joe Biden isn't going to be around. And I've already told you, I did not think that he was going to make it through the 4-year term, but we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see is right.
So Kamala is not necessarily someone that they think could beat, oh, gosh, Donald Trump.
Well, you know, her laughing, it questions and kind of when she's challenged, that is a defense mechanism.
Right.
That is something that somebody does as a nervous response when they're not really prepared with an answer, and the laugh gives them time to concoct something real fast.
Right, right.
So, you know, she's not, and that just tells you that as a vice president, as the next in line to the presidency, she is not qualified, much less prepared to take on, you know, the role. So that's a significant problem. Of course, we know that Biden's not equipped either, but problem.
We keep hearing about her losing her staff and her staff, getting out of Dodge and getting away from her. And
it's not a new thing. She was losing a lot of staff when she was running for president. They had the same kind of complaints.
Yep.
So it's not a new condition with her.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com here in the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. We will talk to you when we get back from the top of the hour news and your stations get a chance to pay some of their own bills. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.